USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is promising to help states safely begin reopening their economies. He also wants to have more discussions about ramping up coronavirus testing.
We are way ahead on testing. We are the best in the world on testing. We've tested much more than anybody else, times two.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health expects a coronavirus return in the fall.
When new cases occur, which they will, there's no doubt that they will, as you try and relax mitigation, if we have the capability of identifying, isolating, and contact tracing in a highly effective and efficient way, then the numbers will stay low.
The House Democratic leadership says the House will not resume session next week as planned because of the coronavirus pandemic risks. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 32 points. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
A handful of states are making plans to lift restrictions and reopen their economies. Texas is among one of the states whose stay-at-home orders expire on Thursday. The governors of Florida and Alabama are also moving toward reopening. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis was in Washington.
I work with the White House on kind of going to phase one. I'm going to make an announcement tomorrow.
Meanwhile, in Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey had this.
It's now time that we also focus on our economic health.
Starting Thursday, all stores, beaches, and employers can open up, but only with some social distancing. California Governor Gavin Newsom says they're not out of the woods yet, and he fears lifting a statewide shutdown too early.
It could start a second wave that could be even more damaging than the first and undo all of the good work and progress that you've made.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some early warnings are causing concern that the nation's food supply chain has been disrupted. USA's John Clemens reports.
The warning came from John H. Tyson of the Arkansas-based Tyson Foods Corporation. In describing the breaking food supply chain, Tyson wrote, "There will be limited supply for products that are available in grocery stores until we reopen our facilities that are currently closed." Tyson has closed meatpacking plants in Indiana and in Iowa. Smithfield, another meatpacking company, closed its facility in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and in the same region of the country, Worthington, Minnesota, JBS closed its facility over COVID-19. Tyson writes, in addition to meat shortages, farmers will not have anywhere to sell their livestock. I'm John Clemens.
There was another major endorsement for the Democratic frontrunner. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Former First Lady, former Secretary of State, and former U.S. Senator Hillary Clinton endorsing Joe Biden for president as the two led a virtual town hall on Tuesday afternoon.
I've been in the, lobby of the Senate. I've been in the cloakroom, and I've watched Joe bring people together. So for me, this is a moment that we need a leader, a president like Joe Biden.
Biden thanking Clinton for her support.
I really appreciate your friendship.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.